I'm Dr. Robert Mather. Welcome to my podcast. My podcasts are available exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com. Today is Tuesday, October 26, 2021. I want to talk a little bit about Major League irony. So Major League Baseball is faced with quite a conundrum here as they see their political leanings and their political stances that they've taken recently all come to a head in what we would call the World Series of Wokeness. So the Atlanta Braves and the Houston Astros have made it to the World Series. Earlier this year, Major League Baseball told the world that they disagreed with the Georgia voter suppression laws, as they called them, and the same with Texas. And they moved the All-Star game out of Atlanta, and they moved it to Denver, Colorado. Now, Denver, Colorado is not as ethnically diverse as Atlanta is, and there's quite a backlash from black business owners who were expecting the revenue that was going to come from this All-Star game that had been scheduled for years, and then it got moved to Denver. And so they said, in the name of protecting blacks and against the voter suppression laws in Georgia, they moved it out into Denver, which hurt many black businesses that were counting on that revenue. Houston is in Texas. Major League Baseball doesn't like the voter suppression laws in Texas, as they call them, voter suppression laws. So now you've got these two places that are going to host the entire World Series. All of the home games will be in these two states. You've also got the fact that Houston, the Astros, were caught cheating several years ago. So Major League Baseball is trying to distance themselves from that, but Houston just keeps winning over the past few years. And so you can't really deny what's happening on the field. And in the kind of the last straw of wokeness, the Braves tomahawk chop you see at the stadium every game. And that's considered offensive by some. Whether it is or isn't offensive, you're definitely going to see the liberal media pouncing on that. But they don't know who to root for, right? They don't know what to do. Major League Baseball is not going to turn down the revenue and move those to other places. I don't think legally they can because they have contracts with the team. So whoever gets there is going to have the World Series in their stadium for their home games. So same thing with Coca-Cola, right? Coca-Cola is a Georgia company. Coca-Cola made a big deal about the voter suppression laws of Georgia and Texas also. And what you're going to see is you're going to see Coke still continuing to sell all their products and reap all the revenue. Businesses, particularly professional sports, when they can't control the outcome of some of these things on the field, probably should just completely stay out of politics. I don't watch the NBA anymore because they keep aligning themselves with political stances that are anti-conservatives. Major League Baseball knows they have a pretty large conservative fan market that makes up most of what they have, but they continue to take stances against conservatives, which is very curious. It's very puzzling, and you're going to see some issues with that in this World Series. It'll be interesting to watch the liberal media cover this World Series. Purchase my book, Implicit Biases in the Unconscious, Liberal Biases, Racial Prejudice, and Politics, for sale at barnesandnoble.com. It's your tool to fight critical race theory. Listen to my podcast exclusively at theconservativesocialpsychologist.com.